Ryan Colwell followed up his critically acclaimed album in 2015 by taking a break to spend time with his growing family. He had two more daughters, four total, and, well, Colwell needed to pay the bills.
Next thing I know, I'm knocking door to door, selling roofs. Ended up doing landscaping for a minute. I'm terrible with a weed eater. I graduated to being on another crew, cutting down trees.
Working odd jobs to make ends meet, it's a theme throughout Colwell's latest album, The Last American, about the struggles of ordinary Americans. Ryan Colwell joins me now from Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm good. So let's listen to the song, The Last American.
I'm the last American on this earth. I like to quit this talking, back to work. You don't understand me, that's cause we are not the same. You may recognize me, but you don't know my name. I got my old man's heart in a broke down Chevrolet.
That's really beautiful. I'm wondering, who are you speaking to there? Who is the last American?
Oh, goodness. See, this is the question, isn't it? I think that's just up to you if you're listening to it. What I've really loved the reaction that I've had to this song is I don't know. There's been more tears to this song than I anticipated. I didn't think anybody would cry to it. And that some people, it's because they're thinking of their parents and stuff like that. And some people, because they feel like they're not alone in kind of who they are as a patriot or an American, and that they're realizing, like, oh, there's other people here that feel the same way that I do. And sometimes I feel like I'm looking at the nation changing in a way where I'm like, man, it's over. The only thing left is the same name and the same flag. And then you get to talking to your neighbors, and whether they're on the left or the right or wherever, that spirit inside of them still remains. And I think it's something we got to talk about.
You picked up on current events with another song on this album, the opening song called Can You Hear Me? This song was inspired by the death of Eric Gardner, the black man who died after being put in a chokehold by a police officer in New York.
Yeah, you watch that film clip of Eric Gardner, and it's undeniable. There's something wrong with what we're doing here. And I'm a big, you know, I support our police officers, but I also think there's something institutionally that we have to go back and look at. And you're like, we're hurting the same people over and over and over. And I find it interesting, where I'm from is very, very conservative, and everybody has things to say. Like,
you're from Texas, right?
Yeah. I'm from the Texas Panhandle. And they're saying, what are you going to do when they come for your guns? And I'm like, well, you know, when the government comes for you, you better have a way to stand up. And my response is, like, they're already coming for people, you know, and we're just sitting and watching it, you know, as kind of like middle-class white America going, like, well, this Eric Garner guy, if he hadn't been breaking the law, and it's like, man, I break the law worse than that three times a week. Nobody's trying to kill me.
You've been compared to Bruce Springsteen, kind of speaking for the working class out.
Well.
Yes, no?
I have been, and it's very kind of people to say things like that. But somebody actually said about Springsteen, Springsteen has always been trying to find the space between the American dream and actual real Americans. And I feel like maybe what I'm doing is finding the space between who I want to be and who I am. I've spent a lot of time holding up opposing ideas, things that I love, America, also things that I'm really angry at and frustrated with, America, and trying to reconcile those. And it's not unlike raising kids, right? I mean, I've got four daughters, and you love them, and you're also like, you're really driving me crazy.
There's
right
the
now.
Parent you want to be and the parent you are.
Yeah, correct.
That's a lot to handle with writing music with four kids. There's not a lot of time for reflection, I would think, during the day.
No. There's actually a couple songs on the album that I wrote at the bedside. While I was tucking my daughters in, there's a song called Tie My Pillow to a Tree that I just wrote the little melody and the little tag. And when I was putting my daughter down, when she was probably three at that time. It's probably 4 years ago. And in the next night, I wrote another line, and before you knew it, there was a song, and they sang it, and we still sing it.
There ain't no place I can hide myself. I'ma tie my pillow to a tree. I smell like rosin. I taste like leaves. We scoot on over. Make some room for me.
When I put my daughters to bed, I generally just tell them crazy stories and asking them about their day, and making up stuff about trolls. And the song's probably born out of that a little bit. Also, probably not a normal dad. I talk to them like adults a lot, but I also try to live in their little fantasy land so we can relate. And also because I enjoy it too, you know. There's nothing more fun than dancing around the room singing about trolls eating marshmallows, you know.
Ryan Caldwell, his latest album is The Last American. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I enjoy that.
I've been high.